Well, does a new year mean a new approach to your finances? Or maybe it means working a little bit closer with your spouse in dealing with money matters and taking a financial inventory. Well, to tell us what that means is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and a valued member of our leadership circle. It is Ashley Michiquet. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Well, I think about the new year, and I think a lot of folks, you know, we get into tax season, a lot of folks start thinking about their finances, and I know there are many ways you can look at your finances and things we should do to prepare for retirement, which we've talked about, but you also say we need to do a financial inventory, and that is really a joint venture involving both you and your spouse. So tell us what you see with many marriages and where that financial inventory comes in.
Yeah, so one spouse is usually responsible for doing most or all of the household financial tasks. So paying bills, doing the taxes, keeping track of the budget, the investments, and that works great. And I find that as couples, most of the couples I work with, they're in their 50s, 60s, 70s. They've maybe been married for 20, 30 years, and it just works well. It's efficient. It's not very efficient to have multiple spouses doing multiple things. So I find that maybe one spouse might do one task, like maybe one spouse might pay the bills, but then the other spouse does everything else. And that's what I see most commonly. And so when you have that situation, one spouse really has a good handle on all of the couple's finances, but then the other spouse really has limited visibility. And then in my work as working with clients, I see, you know, inevitably life happens, that spouse, the financial guru in the relationship, maybe they die or they can, for whatever reason, they no longer can do the finances for the household. And without that visibility or that understanding from the other spouse of what's going on and kind of the day-to-day and all the tasks that are involved, the other spouse, not only are they grieving and having a difficult time emotionally, but they're also plunged into chaos with the finances. And so that's what a financial inventory can help address, is to avoid that all too common chaotic time.
I have a big smile on my face, Ashley, because you just described me and my wife. She is the bill payer. And I guess to add another layer to this, too, which I realize and I appreciate her doing this, and it's not that I don't do any of that, but she kind of handles that area, is that there has been a lot of, how would I say this, where you used to pay bills via, you'd get your statement in the mail and you'd write your check and you'd mail it back to whatever organization it's going to pay your bills. But now there's been a lot of transition to everything being paid online. So not only have you made that transition from paying through the mail and through a check, writing a check, now you do it online. And now there's a layer of passwords that you need to know to get into those accounts. And so, like you said, if something would happen to the spouse and they have all the passwords and you don't know where to go, that's just another layer to the difficulties.
Yeah, exactly. That's a whole other can of worms.
But
maybe 10, 15 years ago, before everybody was paperless, a lot of us now are largely paperless. So at least if something happened to the spouse as far as paying the bills, you had the mail was still coming and you had those reminders. But like you said, with everything on auto pay and one spouse may not have access to all those accounts, that's very common. You certainly don't want to have to deal with not paying your mortgage or not paying those important bills that need to get paid. So, yeah, that's very true.
Speaking with Ashley Michiquet, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors right here in the greater Portland area, as well as a leadership circle with Mater Dei Radio. So we have this financial inventory that we want to take care of. So what do you suggest to your clients if you see this happening? What should they do?
Well, financial inventory, you can think of it as it's like a balance sheet that lists all of your assets and debts and your accounts and even your insurance policies. So it's just a list, but it's a little bit more detailed because a typical balance sheet is just going to say, you know, this, my bank account and the dollar amount.
Right.
But a financial inventory takes it one step further. It lists all the accounts that you have with bank accounts, mortgage statements, credit cards, insurance policies, investment accounts, all of that would be on the financial inventory. And then a couple additional details. So one is, what's the financial institution where this money is held? Is it a bank account? Which financial institution? Is it at Wells Fargo or Chase, wherever it is?
Mm-hmm.
If it's an investment account, you're going to want to put, that's a good example, because you could put the financial institution. If you work with an advisor, you would want to put their name and contact info so the other spouse knows exactly how to get a hold of that person, or if you have a banker you work with or something like that. And then you want to put the last four digits of the account number, because a lot of times you might have multiple accounts. And so you want the spouse to know how many accounts are at this financial institution, et cetera. So we don't want to lose any assets. And that's a really common problem. Every state has long lists of unclaimed property because people have never done anything like this.
Right.
So the goal with the financial inventory is just to give the other spouse the complete picture of where everything is held and how can I go about accessing it. And then the next step, actually, after you do that, would be to make sure that they can access this. But once the, through passwords and things like that.
Right.
So, but once the financial inventory is created, then you would sit down with your spouse and just kind of go line item by line item. And I would put money on and bet that the other spouse would see, they would know about some of those accounts, but some of them they'd be like, oh, I never knew we had that.
Right.
And so, so you share it with them. And then, importantly, you would want to update it just annually because, things change, but they're not going to change a whole lot. So it's not even a time consuming thing to set up and maintain over time. And then the last thing I would suggest with it is that you let your spouse know where this is held. Maybe keep a copy in your safe deposit box. Maybe you have a brother or a sister or somebody close that you trust,
mm-hmm.
that you can also give a copy to, because the last thing you want to do is go through all this work and create the financial inventory and then your spouse doesn't know how to access that.
Right.
And then if you have any advisors, like a financial advisor, CPA, a state attorney, any of those trusted advisors, you would want to give a copy to them as well, because they can really step in and provide a lot of help, especially in the case of when one spouse dies.
Right. Wow, that's great. That's great information. I mean, I know what my wife and I are going to be doing here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to sit down and go through all this. And again, I think you probably see that more and more too now, is that you have each spouse has their own accounts, maybe their own investment accounts. And so, again, they need to figure out ways that they can interact with each other in case something happens to the other spouse.
Exactly.
Well, it's great information, and I don't know if there's any tools out there you would suggest, or if it's just really a matter of just sitting down and getting out a piece of paper and going through them.
Yeah, it really is just taking that full inventory. If anybody wants some help with this, I have a worksheet that I use with clients, so people can go to our website, truenorthra.com, find my contact information there, and if you email me, I'm happy to share with you the tools that I use with my own clients.
Fantastic. She is Ashley Michiquet, the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and a Leadership Circle member right here at Mater Dei Radio. Ashley, great information. I love that this morning to hear that, and I know it's going to be very helpful to lots of folks out there.
Thank you, David.
Well, have a great rest of your week, and God bless.